Welcome to the My Crazy Office podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Catherine Crowley. They're committed to creating world peace, one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Catherine.
Hey everyone, I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Catherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office.
Today we're going to talk about avoidant bosses.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, these are the managers and supervisors who are afraid to give their staff direct feedback, and unfortunately there's plenty of them.
Yeah.
We start with a question from an individual whose manager refuses to give any feedback. And then during the second part of our podcast, we're going to discuss why it's so important for managers to give feedback, whether it's good or bad.
Yeah. Feedback is just so critical for knowing whether you're doing your job properly or not. And I find that certain bosses who avoid giving feedback, they're actually just afraid of any emotional reactions mm-hmm. from their staff.
Mm-hmm.
I hope listeners will send more questions like this to info@mycrazyoffice.co.
Logan, what's our question?
I've been working at my job for about 1 year. I've never been reviewed, and my boss never gives me feedback. Last month, I approached him and asked for a raise. He shrugged his shoulders and said, "Let me think about it." We haven't talked since. It's a small company, and yet this person seems very busy avoiding me. What do I do?
Oh, boy. I mean, do your job. Do your job,
I think, and do
your job as best you can. I would try to stay, you know, one step ahead of everybody. Just make sure that you are accomplishing everything you're supposed to and that, you know, to wait for this person, which is what many people do. They just wait to see if the boss is going to start to manage them.
Right.
And then that never happens. So stop assuming that it's only bad information, because there are people that just can't give feedback, good or bad.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it may not be bad.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say to see if you can even be the leader, you know, of your team and step up to the plate. That's what I think.
I'm curious, Kathy, would you recommend trying to manage up in this kind of situation, or is it hopeless?
You know, try to manage up, always set agendas, ask for meetings. But, you know, sometimes you get somebody like this who, they just can't. I mean, I think there's this fear. You said fear of what?
Fear of any emotional reaction from the other person.
Yeah.
You're usually afraid of people, basically.
It's a fear of of conflict. It's a fear of seeming weak.
Yeah.
And also, I think it's having a lack of self-confidence.
I agree.
That they can't do it. So if you have one of those, I mean, and you've tried to manage up, you've tried to get meetings with this person, and you've tried to get what you need, and it doesn't happen, this is a weak leader.
Yeah.
So, you know, maybe.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. And it's a really tough one.
It is a really tough one. And I was thinking, in our experience in the past, often this kind of manager or supervisor is on the surface very friendly,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So they may interact with you socially. They may ask you how your weekend was. They may talk about all kinds of things, but they don't want to deal directly with your performance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. And if it's a small company, there's no HR department, I'm sure. And
right.
there's probably, you know, really nobody to go to.
Right.
Maybe there is a manager, another manager in another department that you can go to.
You should keep track of your successes, I'm assuming,
absolutely.
Or anything that you've produced successfully. Do you create your own goals for performance?
Yeah, it's kind of crazy, but yes. I mean, in a way, if you don't have a manager, then you have to become the manager. You have to start leading yourself in your department. If you don't want that, then it's not the right company. But
yeah.
I actually was thinking that could be an approach as well. Like, you could come up with your own performance plan or goals, let's say quarterly goals that you wanted to accomplish, try to make a meeting with this person and at least say, "I just want you to see what it is I'm working on."
You could do that. You can constantly send them emails. Here's an update of what I'm working on, and here's what I'm doing. And if you don't receive feedback, then you just continue to do it.
Right.
But the point that I'm trying to make is, do not stop working because you're not hearing from your boss.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, rise above it and work and do your job.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and what I will say is, I think the thing that's challenging if you're a very responsible person is that usually we interpret silence as negative.
Right. That's right.
So you may have to manage your own inner critic here. Mm-hmm. That's assuming that you've done something wrong or you're not doing a good job because you're not hearing anything.
That's right. That is the major assumption is, well, if it was good news, they would tell me.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It can't be good. They're avoiding me because they're going to tell me I'm being fired.
Right. Plus, I've just asked for a raise and they're not talking to me about it.
They probably can't go to bat.
Uh-huh.
So you're going to have to, at some point, you know, create all of these, you know, documentation of what you've done, how much you've done, and how little response you've gotten, and then go above their head.
Yeah.
I mean, at a certain point, you can say, look, I've been self-managing for these years. I've never gotten feedback. I've asked for a raise. I haven't gotten it.
Yeah.
I don't really know where I stand, but here's what I've done.
Yeah.
Right.
And see what happens. I would have a backup plan, like
maybe like a job waiting somewhere else.
Yes, definitely.
This is so challenging, and it's interesting. I think no feedback can be more difficult than harsh feedback.
Oh yeah, harsh feedback you can at least work with.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Unless it's vile.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it's worse, but they're both pretty bad, maybe.
When you've worked with someone who has this kind of situation, do you usually advise them to also look for other opportunities, or do you say, no, hold on, let's see what the opportunity is here, just because this person is avoidant?
Yeah, usually that person is short-lived at the company. Many times they're short-lived, unless they're a family member or something.
Mm-hmm.
So we try to make the situation work for my client, whether it's, you know, well, if you're not going to get feedback, why don't you go take that plum project? Why don't you just show your boss that you're better, you know, that you're really good at what you do.
Right.
But it's always to keep climbing, you know, always to grow yourself at this job. And if, you know, many bosses are useless. That's what this is. Useless boss. It's as if he doesn't exist.
Let's be straight about this. Useless.
He doesn't really exist. So stop expecting anything from him.
Yeah.
And you'll get noticed. You know, that's the idea, is to just get noticed beyond him.
Yeah.
So internally, the biggest challenge is not to take it personally and not assume that it's negative. And then externally, we're talking about just taking every action you can to continue building your career, to record your successes, to look for opportunities, and to look for someone else who can recognize what you're doing and in some way promote you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know, people that eventually leave a job like this and then have a boss that does give feedback, they realize that there were some opportunities they lost, like, 'cause they weren't being educated, they weren't being trained. So it's not ideal. You know, but it depends on the situation. It depends on the job. It depends on the situation. And there may be another manager there that's willing to support you.
Yeah.
You're going to have to look and see what else.
That's the other trick. I'm actually remembering a job I had where my direct report was very avoidant, and I tried going around him, and then I got in trouble.
Mm.
So that doesn't always work out.
No.
It's not a bad idea, but...
got in trouble. How so?
I was told never to go past this person when I was looking for feedback. Marcus Rosario, I remember him.
Wow. But he didn't give you any.
But he didn't
feedback.
Give you any.
No, but they just said, you know, it was a bureaucratic system. So basically it was go back to Marcus and he will give you the feedback you need. And if he doesn't give it to you, you don't need it. That kind of thing.
Oh.
Yeah, so it was corporate culture issue, ultimately, it was a culture of bureaucracy and no feedback.
Only when it's bad.
Yeah.
Right.
Only when you step out of line. Then I got feedback.
Then you got feedback.
Right.
Well, that's good. So obviously you were doing an okay job up until then.
Up until then, yeah.
Needy. You were so needy.
Yeah. Stepped on the toes.
Yeah. All right. So
okay.
Let's just go on to the second half, unless anybody has anything else on that.
Mm-mm.
No, we got it. So let's discuss, why is it important that bosses don't avoid giving feedback, good and bad?
Mm.
I think it creates a culture of a mediocrity and low morale if you're not engaged with your staff.
Right.
Yeah.
And you're not telling them what they're doing is really well. You're not growing people.
Yeah.
You're assuming that they're going to do that on their own. I don't think that's a great a great
methodology.
Right. It doesn't build loyalty. It doesn't really build camaraderie. It doesn't really build anything.
No, right. I think it hurts morale, honestly. Yeah. I mean, how many times have we heard that if only someone would say hello or thank them for a job, well done, or, you know, ask how your weekend went, that would make all the difference in the world.
Right.
Yeah.
Because I think also in the absence of that, our minds just create stories that are not true most
of
the time.
Well, you know, you learn to read the facial expressions of your boss and the mood and energetically to know how you stand.
Yes.
That because people do communicate. They just communicate in weird ways sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Well, that brings up such an interesting point, which is that I think there are many reluctant bosses mm-hmm. who don't necessarily want to be in that place of authority, and also maybe introverted bosses who don't want to have to interact a lot with their staff. Mm-hmm. And so what you're saying, I think, about that we're looking for something, I mean, that's why we called the chapter on managing business parenting, right, mm-hmm. and working with you is killing me, is that whether you like it or not, your staff are going to be looking to you for feedback.
Right. Support, guidance.
Like, that's your job. Isn't that your job?
I think it's a big part of your job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the part of the job that is the least, you know, probably the least thing you like. I mean, usually I rarely meet somebody who says, oh, I love managing people. But, I mean, I have met them. Yeah. There are people that like it, but not that many.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's easier to get into the weeds or go give a talk. It's easier to do things you enjoy rather than, you know, giving people feedback.
Right. Or communicate completely digitally so you're never actually interacting with the person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So if you go back to what I said originally, that it's a fear of, it's a lack of confidence.
Yes.
You know, it's a fear of confrontation.
Fear of interaction, really. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
And there was a third
communicating properly.
Well, there's also the thing of if you don't want to, you're afraid of not being liked, so you maybe avoid negative feedback. Mm-hmm. Or you're afraid that people, we've heard this before, that where bosses say, I don't want them to get full of themselves. You know, like somehow giving a compliment or appreciating something, you're losing your power.
Yeah, exactly.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Interesting.
I don't really relate to that. I don't know what that's about. But so the other fear was fear of appearing weak.
Yes.
And they're afraid of that. But I also think a lot of people think that staff should self-manage, that I shouldn't have to do this.
Yeah.
And that's just not accurate. You do have to.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, yeah. I don't know. I mean, I hate to tell people to leave the job if this is the case, but you probably have to leave your job.
What if you're a manager who can't give feedback? What do? You need to get coaching, right? Or you need to get some kind of assistance.
You have to learn how to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you have really no option, but if you are a manager and you run a department, you have a responsibility to tell people how to, you know, to teach people how to do their job and grow them.
Mm-hmm. Well, and one thing, Kathy, in an earlier conversation today, you were asking someone about, do you remember a time when you were managed, corrected when you did something wrong? Mm. And that person actually said it was tough, but it was one of the most important moments in her life.
She'll never make that mistake again.
Yeah. Mm. And so then you think about that. That's really what marks a great boss.
That's right.
Is the ability to give both constructive and corrective feedback. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So,
I mean, it's parenting. You would do that with a child.
Yeah,
it is. But it's showing your staff that you care enough
Absolutely.
To tell them, hey, you're great in all of these, and you can be even better if you just did A, B, and C.
Now, I know there are those who are listening who say, but I don't care.
You shouldn't be a manager.
I agree.
Yes.
Yeah. So maybe that's something to consider as well. Management is not for everyone.
No, it's not.
And actually, I know of a fellow who's very, very skilled in reporting journalism, and he was put into a place of managing other journalists. Mm-hmm. It was the most miserable year of his life. He asked to be taken off.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because his true love was the actual act of doing journalism.
Sure.
So you may not always have that choice, but I think it's important to really consider if it's not, if giving feedback, for example, mm-hmm. is not for you, maybe management is not your highest calling.
Right. I would try to learn it though.
Yeah.
Because in life you have to give feedback.
Uh-huh. Right.
In general,
right.
Not just to your staff, but in life, you know, yeah. you need to give feedback
just
too.
As a skill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's not impossible. It's not that hard.
Mm-mm.
But you'd have to work on it. It's scary the first couple of times and then it gets easier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's it for this podcast. If you have any further comments or thoughts on this topic, please tweet us at AskK2. Also follow us on Instagram at MyCrazyOffice.
If you want to receive our podcast email, text us at 228-28 and type in My Crazy Office. That's all one word, My Crazy Office at 228-28.
And finally, don't forget to send your questions and stories to info@mycrazyoffice.co.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K Squared Studios. Stay crazy.